You've been in practice, and that's important. You know what good presentation is and what not so good presentation is on the part of lawyers. I'd like to get an assessment from you of the quality of representation, both on the prosecution side and the defense side, and whether it has improved, whether what could be done to make it better, etc. If you don't mind, to the extent you're willing to share that with us.
The quality of presentation before the courts, before the tribunal here, is a rainbow. It varies. It's a very good presentation I've seen. There is some not so good, and some even bad.
Okay. Whether that's prosecution or defense.
Whether prosecution or defense. I think largely it's more depends on, I think, jurisdictions. I have seen some good practice from the same jurisdiction as I have seen bad practice. So it can't be exactly jurisdictional. Mm-hmm. But some very good lawyers, very fine lawyers have appeared before us. Some not so fine. Less easygoing lawyers have also appeared before us.
Do you think that additional training of the lawyers, whether, again, prosecution or defense, would be helpful in terms of the court presentations?
For now, it depends on what would be being done, because on the basis of the workload that is still left to be done, one has to make the assessment whether really you can really do meaningful improvement on the people already here.
And maybe I wasn't clear in my question, which because I'm thinking more about if there were a future tribunal.
Yes, if there are future tribunal, there is a lot of improvement. I personally would probably decree that no one is allowed to practice in the tribunal unless he has had an induction course of at least 3 weeks, in minimum, but probably better 6 weeks. An induction, a course which seeks to refocus him from wherever he is coming, whatever jurisdiction he is coming, mm-hmm. and bring him to the practice as it is practiced here, so that you don't end up in a position that Judge Lesage was talking about, where you've lawyers, for instance, who don't know or appreciate that if one lawyer is speaking, the others should sit down. That you should never have two people studying concurrently in the courtroom. And so forth, and also that in presenting your testimony or to the court, you should be presented in this kind of form, make this kind of copying, and all those things. Because a lot of delays we have had here has been because a lawyer has not prepared his presentation well enough, so we end up with not adequate copies of documents made, documents presented in this way, and those other things, which cumulatively slow down the process quite a bit. But if we had an induction course, it would set up certain standard practices which lawyers who practice before us, either for the prosecution or for the defense. I expect the prosecution here does have some training courses for their people. I'm not sure that is so, but I expect they would. I don't think I could. I would never be the prosecutor here unless I had courses for my people. So I expect they have, but I don't, because there is no uniformity in whatever is done. The presentation isn't. Again, I have seen prosecution teams present very differently. The team which presented in Sikiranjirazo presented their case much different from the team which presented in Muimana. And also which presented in Bizimungu. So it means there is no uniformity, even in the prosecution presentation. I have seen very good counsel, prosecution counsel, and I have seen them not so good.
Okay.
The kind of people only the United Nations can employ, because nobody else would employ them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.